Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Time to back on the 7 o'clock hour here on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to those of you who celebrate. Dallas is celebrating this morning, aren't they?
Should be. They get the number one pick in the draft. They get Cooper Flagg. After losing Luka, they get Koopa.
Yeah.
Gotta love that.
Koopa Flagg, baby.
That's right. Yesterday, we were blessed with some audio of the wonderful man. His name is Chris Sims. He let us know how he feels about Howie Roseman.
Everybody looks at the Eagles. The Eagles, something I've said kind of into last year, right? I think about midway last year, I was kind of like, the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl. They're the best team in football. It's not even close. The Eagles are, I would say, the most well-built, well-orchestrated football team maybe we've seen this century, okay? That's the first thing. I mean, this is like no weakness anywhere. It's the best offensive line in football. It's the best D-line in football. It's the best running back in football. It's maybe the best duo of receivers in football, right? It's a damn good quarterback in Jalen Hurts. The secondary's young but super talented.
That's all of it, huh? That's Chris Sims there. So, I mean, is he wrong? He's not right?
For me, it's always the race to crown the next instead of realizing what we have here in Kansas City with the Chiefs. And it seems to me, and again, this could be bitter Chiefs fan perception on this, but it feels like to me that we are so quick and never really wanted to embrace the Kansas City Chiefs truly from a national perspective like we want to embrace the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are a very good team, obviously, a Super Bowl winning team, and they do a lot of good things correct. And it seems like it has become, maybe only in my world, this battle royale between Brett Veach and with Howie Roseman of who's built the best teams. It feels like the talking heads, the ball washers for the NFL, they just continue to praise Howie Roseman, Howie Roseman, Howie Roseman. I don't recall Brett Veach ever getting this much love for putting together the team. Obviously, you have Andy Reid in place, and that takes a lot away from where we, you know, go when it comes to Brett Veach or truly anybody else on this roster. Do the Eagles have a great roster? Hell yes, they do. Are they better at the Chiefs at certain positions? Yeah, they are at defensive line. But ultimately, they're not better than the Chiefs at quarterback and head coach. And that, for me, is ultimately where you start the determination of who the best teams are in the NFL. And the Chiefs had a bad game. We know that against the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl. It happens. But it's almost like they are so happy from a national level that we saw the Chiefs go down. We're ready to praise everybody else and almost forget that the Chiefs are still in the midst of their dynasty and they're still moving this thing forward and they're still a better football team than just about everybody else save the Philadelphia Eagles because they got bragging rights at this point in time. But it's almost like the Philadelphia Eagles have passed the Chiefs and the Chiefs have been totally forgotten by a lot of these folks in the national media. And I think that's going to drive them more. I think that's going to push them more. I think that's going to create that negative energy that they thrive off of and that they need. And that is good. But I mean, the praise for the Philadelphia Eagles and building their roster has been like something I've never seen. Even when the Chiefs were running through all this, people always wanted to point to a hole in their roster. Oh, well, they don't have a good enough wide receivers, or they don't have a good enough left tackle, or they don't have a good enough defense, or good enough that. And they beat everybody, and they answered all of those calls. And it's like they couldn't wait for the Chiefs to go away. And now you've got everybody loving up the Philadelphia Eagles when the Chiefs have a pretty damn good roster as well. I think the left tackle position is such a major focal point for a lot of people right now that it's bringing down the perception of this entire organization. And quite honestly, we don't know what the left tackle position is going to be like. And when we don't know something, we assume negative and we assume the worst. And I still think there are people out there that don't believe that the left tackle position has been solved in Kansas City.
Everybody looks at the Eagles. The Eagles, something I've said kind of into last year, right? I think about midway last year, I was kind of like, the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl. They're the best team in football. It's not even close. The Eagles are, I would say, the most well-built, well-orchestrated football team maybe we've seen this century, okay? Yeah. That's the first thing. I mean, this is like no weakness anywhere. It's the best offensive line in football. It's the best D-line in football. It's the best running back in football. It's maybe the best duo of receivers in football, right? It's a damn good quarterback in Jalen Hurts. The secondary's young but super talented.
So the best team that we've seen this century.
That's tough.
I mean, the New England Patriots did have a 20-year run in this century. The Chiefs have had a 7-year dominance in this century, and the Eagles have one Super Bowl championship.
I think where I pick up a little bit on his side is that the Chiefs have maybe had one of the top three best quarterbacks of the century, so they don't need the best team. The Chiefs have never had the best offensive line. The Chiefs have never had the best defensive line. The Chiefs have never had the best secondary. The Chiefs have had good secondary. In fact, it was great 2 years ago with Snead and McDuffie. You weren't throwing on that team. In fact, they didn't allow receiving touchdowns, I think, Buffalo in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They don't need all of that because of what they have. So he's not wrong, but he's extremely focused on team. Whereas the Chiefs won a Super Bowl because, and I will always believe in this, because of Patrick Mahomes. When they went 11-6 and they didn't have a wide receiver in the building, that was because they had Patrick Mahomes. If that was Jalen Hurts, they lose in the first, they don't make the playoffs.
Probably not.
And that's because you have to cater to that. Jalen Hurts is a really good quarterback.
Right.
Is he top 5? No. Is he top 7? No. Is he top 10? For sure. Can a top 10 quarterback win, or I guess a top 5 quarterback should and could win a Super Bowl on their own? Josh Allen won the MVP last year and they got rid of a lot of his options. He's still better than Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And Jalen Hurts, they went and got Saquon Barkley. They've built that offensive line. Good for them. They took chances on their defensive line of guys that were questionable. That's on them. And it's worked out. And what they've done is they've gotten two wide receivers that they went and paid for with A.J. Brown. They went and drafted, you know, the Heisman Trophy winner out of college, and it worked. Those are all good trophy points for Howie Roseman. But that's where him and Veach are different. Where Roseman had to build a team around a guy that is not the best quarterback, Brett Veach went and found that quarterback, scouted that quarterback, told Dorsey, told Clark, told Andy, told all these guys, hey, this guy might change your franchise to where might make things a little bit easier. We don't have to get things right everywhere else in the top 5. So that's the advantage that, like, I will always have Brett Veach having over Roseman. You could say that Dorsey drafted Veach. That's fine. But the thing is, Brett found Mahomes. We know that. We've heard stories. We've got literally from the word of Mahomes, the mouth of Nagy and the mouth of Andy Reid that told us what Brett Veach did when he went down to Texas Tech. And so, like, that's where, like, the advantage is. Like, he found and beat the system. He found the quarterback that's not really flawed that much. Whereas, like, Howie Roseman said, I've got to be really good at building my team around this guy because he's not that guy. So whereas I think that Philadelphia is a good team, yes. Do I think that there's a lot of Chiefs fatigue? 1,000%.
No doubt.
1,000%. I mean, for a decade, Bob, they've been the best team in their division. They're going to win their division for a 10th consecutive year. They're going to go to the playoffs again. They've been to the AFC Championship. every single year Mahomes has been a quarterback. They've been in the Super Bowl 5 years of the last seven that he's been a starter. He's just now turning 30. And I think we do get Brett Veach. I just think that, like, fortunately slash unfortunately, we're here. So, like, our fans and our listeners do more than just, you know, use buzz names. Like, that's why a lot of people are like, well, the offense, whereas, like, outside perspective for the Royals, like, you guys won like 17 to 20 games. Like, that's pretty good. It's like, yeah, but if you go inside the city, you understand like where the nitpicking happens. Whereas like the Chiefs, like, are averaging like 3.5 yards a carry. It's like, you guys are 14-1.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. But like, again, we go back to earlier conversations. That's where expectations are. That's where you get inside your own city. But again, I think Brett Veach is still one of those guys where it's like, man, that GM in Kansas City, outside of Kansas City, people are like, guy seems to keep nailing it. Every draft, it seems to be an A. Every draft move, it seems to be like B plus A. It's like Josh Simmons works out. It's like Brett Veach, man.
Yeah, so it's weird how organization structures work, because in Philadelphia, Howie Roseman is the king. In Kansas City, Andy Reid is the king. Your GM is the king in Philadelphia. Your head coach is the king here in Kansas City. And I don't think there's a right or a wrong way to do it. It just depends on who you have in those positions. And I think even Howie Roseman, I think he did at one point in time, took a back seat to Andy Reid in Philadelphia because Andy Reid was the guy and should be the guy. But for Chris Sims to say it's the greatest roster this century, I mean, Philadelphia has won championship. I have a hard time crowning somebody who has been up, down, like, what did they do last year? They got eliminated in the first round of the playoffs, barely limped in, you know, to the postseason
lost
and
six
whatnot.
Of last seven.
Lost six of their last seven games. The Chiefs haven't lost six games combined, you know, like, this is something that like really bothers me, because what the Chiefs are doing is a lot more difficult than what the Philadelphia Eagles are doing. You can go out there, ask the Los Angeles Rams, hit it and quit it, win a championship and be done. The Kansas City Chiefs have sustained success basically since 2017, 2018, when Patrick Mahomes first came onto the scene. They've changed their roster over I don't know how many times. There are like five people available, and three of them are specialists that have been here for this entire run. And so that's why I look at what Brett Veach has done here in Kansas City is better than what anybody else has done in the current NFL. Give credit to the New England Patriots for 20 years. But when you're constantly changing your roster over and bringing in new pieces, and it's seamless additions, and for the most part, everybody just hits the ground running other than Kadarius Toney and maybe Joshua Uche or a player here or there. For the most part, this roster has turned over probably three times in this Mahomes era, and they still end up in the AFC Championship game, and they still end up in the Super Bowl. Find me another organization that is doing that. So the roster may not be consistent over these last 8 years, but man, it's harder to do what Brett Veach is doing than it is for anybody else right now in the NFL, because once you have that target on your back, once you're the team, once you're that organization that everybody wants to be, they're coming at you, guns a-blazing, they're ready to take you down, and they stem the tide every single time and end up back in the AFC Championship game in the Super Bowl. It really is remarkable, and I think a lot of times what's going on here in Kansas City with the Chiefs gets absolutely 100% taken for granted in Kansas City at times, and I think elsewhere as well. Like, we're not realizing that this roster has changed over so much at so many different positions, but the Chiefs continue to end up in the AFC Championship game in the Super Bowl. Think about that for a minute before you declare the Philadelphia Eagles as the greatest roster franchise of the century when you're dealing with two dynasties.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere.
applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Misty's ahead of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Week 10 Monday Night Football has been announced because you were pining to know.
Week what?
Week 10 Monday Night Football.
That's the one ABC is choosing to announce, ESPN.
Philadelphia Eagles, the best team in the last century, and the Green Bay Packers.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.